Ichabod Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, from WonkyBot Studios, the season premiere of Terra Tremendous.
There are consequences for every action, no matter what the intentions behind them, good or bad. I thought I was doing something good when I freed Essariel, the Empress, and her commander Janna from their ice prison on Rassilum all those weeks ago. Little did I know the series of events that would unfold because of that action. The Empress tracked me down across the galaxy, all the way to Earth, to my school, where she abducted me in front of everyone. It was only when she brought me here, to a planet called Asora, and began a mind-wiping process in order to gain control of my powers, did I learn of her intentions, to use me as a weapon against Nimbok, the Empress's former homeworld where she was dethroned by her nephew Jindin, who now reigns as Emperor. But I sensed something during my encounters with the Empress, something more to the story behind their family feud. So when Chloe rescued me from the mind wipe chamber, I told her I couldn't leave. Not until I get to the bottom of the truth and maybe heal the rift between the family. I just hope that my intention to do so doesn't endanger the lives of Mr. Barrington and my friends at Power U, who've traveled light years across the cosmos to rescue me. I don't think I could ever forgive myself.
Opening a second sound wave.
Careful, Mr. Reynolds.
Don't overdo it, Seth.
Terra's counting on me.
Seth, it's working. Second energy stream.
It's forming in the room. You're doing it.
Awesome. Now I'm gonna start stretching the signal from Asora to Nimbok.
Great job. Just hurry, Seth.
He has less than 5 minutes before the security cameras I disabled come back on.
I really hate working under pressure.
I still don't understand what you hope to achieve with this sound channel to Nimbok. We should escape this room before they post guards outside the door.
I tried that once. They'll just hunt us down. Please, Sabbaticus, trust me.
Never focused so much sonic energy before.
Keep going, Seth.
It's Tara's voice again.
Yep. She's cheering me on, sir.
That's so Terra. Stuck on an alien planet and still finding a way to rally the troops.
I still don't understand why she wants open communication with Nimbok.
When I was down there, she mentioned something about being in the middle of a big space family soap opera.
Soap opera, Miss Green?
Yeah. I definitely got the feeling she wanted to help resolve a conflict.
Maybe between Asara and Nimbok?
Wish I knew.
What we do know is if Miss Callahan thinks she can solve a problem, she won't stop until she does. Or at least tries.
Again, that's our Terra.
Come on, Reynolds. Keep it going.
Mr. Barrington, look. Seth's shaking.
Mr. Reynolds!
Oh no. My sound waves They're expanding into the quantum sound space. I'm losing control.
Seth!
What happened?
Both energy channels have vanished.
Seth? Seth, can you hear me? Nothing. The sound wave between us and the UXB is gone. And the one he was establishing between Asura and Nimbok. Seth!
Mr. Reynolds! Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm okay. Just a little dazed. I'm sorry, Mr. B. I couldn't hold both channels open.
It's all right, Mr. Reynolds.
No, it's not.
Seth, come on. You did the best you could.
And it wasn't good enough, Chloe. I let Tara down. And now, who knows what'll happen to her? We may never see her again.
Both channels gone. Something's happened to Seth.
I do hope your friend is all right.
Me too.
Now will you tell me what you had hoped to achieve?
I thought if Seth used his powers to open a sound channel between us and Nimbok, I could establish contact with Emperor Jinden.
And do what?
Ask him to come here?
The Emperor? Come to Asura.
If I can just get the Emperor and Empress to sit down with one another in the same room, I know I can get to...
Dear girl, if that is your plan, then we are most certainly doomed. The Empress and her nephew, Jinden, are sworn enemies.
But they're also family. I know if they could just talk it out.
The naivete of youth.
I'm not being naive. I'm believing in something. Something my dad taught me. The power of love.
Love. It's almost an ancient concept. You see, in these times, the Mbokians spent most of their lives trying to control such dangerous emotions.
Dangerous emotions? My dad used to say reaching someone at the heart level creates an opportunity for compassion, an understanding of different points of views, leading to real conversations, and hopefully resolving conflicts.
It's interesting. Once upon a time, before the House of Riel was split, we were a more emotional people, and there was more compassion and understanding between individuals. After witnessing firsthand what the suppression of emotions can do to a society, well, I'd say your father sounds like a very wise man.
He was, to me.
If he were here now, I'm sure he would be very proud of you, Tara. You are a very special young lady, and I'm not just talking about the powers you possess. I'm speaking of your heart.
Thank you, Sabbaticus.
However, I assure you, there is not a shred of love between the Emperor and Empress. They've been locked in a blood war that started when the Empress betrayed her brother. Jindin's father.
Do you have any idea what happened between them?
I do not. No one does. Well, except for Rija, perhaps.
Rija?
The Riel family house servant. Now a very old man. But he lives in seclusion somewhere on the outer realm of Nimbok. Hasn't been seen for trions.
That's unfortunate.
I'm afraid the only way peace will ever return to Nimbok and Asora is when either the Empress or the Emperor dies.
Motion detected. Sending report to security.
That can't be good.
The alarms. We've waited too long. They know we've been freed from their mind wipe tubes. The guards will be here any moment.
Then let's make it hard for them to get in.
What?
Summon the power of Lady Icicle!
My goodness. You are surrounded in bright light.
Happens when I summon a power. You could see it at night. I could light up a neighborhood. Stand back, Sabaticus. I'm gonna secure the doors with a little ice.
Incredible. Doors. The entire wall. Frozen.
Cool, right? Get it? Cool? Yeah, never mind. It was such a Seth joke.
Open the door immediately. Now.
That was quick. At least that'll hold him for a few minutes until we get to Plan B.
What is Plan B?
I'm still figuring it out.
Now.
Hello?
Hello. Wonkybot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge, malum, serge, malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Commander.
I hear it, Counselor. I'm on my way to the chamber now.
This is getting tiresome. The Empress is starting to ask questions.
I'm sure you'll find a way to cover up the truth. You did say that's what you do best.
I would not have to lie if you had followed my implicit instructions to post 3 guards outside the chamber door.
I was in the process of assigning them their posts when the alarm went off. It was most unexpected.
Why am I the only one who has come to expect the unexpected with this treacherous girl?
It's not just the girl.
What do you mean?
Apparently both Tara and Sabaticus have been freed from the liquid.
What? That is impossible.
I've just come from security. I saw the surveillance footage myself. A human girl appeared inside the room, melted the metal on both liquid tubes, and then vanished.
And what about Sabaticus and the tremendous girl?
Still inside.
Why would they not escape with the human? Careful, Commander. We could be heading into a trap.
Open the door immediately.
That ice won't hold them forever, Tara.
I know. Come on, Tara, think.
Open up.
Guard?
We've been trying to get in, Counselor. The door is frozen shut.
He's right. It's been transformed into solid ice.
Another arrogant display of that girl's power. Jonna, guards, set your weapons to the highest intensity.
Increase your firepower.
I want you to burn that ice. Melt it into water.
What's that?
They're laser weapons, melting through the ice.
Seriously? Wow. Well, they just need to stop that. Think, T, think.
And quickly.
Wait a minute. If the mountain won't come to Muhammad, then Muhammad must come to the mountain.
Who is Muhammad?
It's a saying we have back on Earth, and it kind of sort of applies here. What I mean is, if we can't get the Emperor to come to Asura, then we go see him.
On Nimble? How would we get there? We need a ship. And right now, we can't even walk out the door.
Who needs a door when you can slip through an interdimensional portal?
Portal?
A magic portal.
Magic?
Compliments of Miss Mystical.
Who?
Miss Mystical, the witch.
What?
On my world, she's a superhero. I actually did a report on her in Mr. Crutchley's Hero 101 class. She's amazing. Comes from a long line of sorcerers. But most importantly, she has portal power.
I do not understand anything you just said.
That's okay. Half the time, I don't understand me either. Moving on. Sabbaticus, do you know the directions to Nimbok?
You mean coordinates?
That's the word I'm looking for.
My dear, I was a member of Nimbok's royal military. If need be, I can navigate us to the grand front doors of Riel Tower, the Emperor's residence, in the middle of Briar City.
Well, we need be. I mean, close your eyes and hold the vision of Riel Tower in your mind, okay?
Yes, yes, I can do that. And what are you going to...
Summoning the power of Miss Mystical!
That is what you were going to do.
Keep your eyes closed. I need you to concentrate.
I take it you now have the power of this witch person?
You catch on quick, Your Excellency.
It's just Sabbaticus.
Why am I getting royal vibes? Must be the Shakespearean delivery.
Shakespearean?
Open the door immediately. Now.
Wow, we really have to hurry. Now, I want you to keep your eyes closed. Keep holding the pathway to Nimbok in your mind. Do you see it?
I do. The beautiful, bustling Briar City. And the Tower of Riel. There it is.
Great! Now keep visualizing the path from here to the tower. And I'm gonna lock onto it.
If you say so.
I say so. Now, if I remember correctly, the way Miss Mystical's power works is through intense concentration. I'm gonna keep my eyes closed. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. See what you see. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. See what you see. The path. There is no time. There is no space. We are all one. Opening a portal between spaces, planets. There it is, Nimbok.
By the great beasts of Kanyarda, a gateway of swirling energy. I see the Riel Tower on the other side.
Pretty cool, right?
Yes, indeed. I have just one question.
Yeah?
Why didn't you think of doing this to begin with?
Right? Maybe because I come up with my best ideas under pressure?
There wasn't enough pressure before.
Okay, enough chit-chat. After you, Sabbaticus.
I'm to step through it.
That's the general idea.
But is it safe?
Do you feel safer here?
Good point.
Just take my hand, Sabbaticus. We're jumping in.
We're inside!
There they are!
Reading the energy patterns. By the horns of Ha-Ha, she and Sabbaticus have teleported to Nimbok.
It's over.
We'll find them, Para.
No, we will not. The girl's powers are unlimited, unparalleled, and now she is on Nimbok.
Counselor.
This is a very dark day, Commander. I must prepare to inform the Empress that we have lost Terra the Tremendous. And soon, Asora will fall to Emperor Jendin.
This is Squadron TX-4. Come in, Commander Janna.
This is Janna. It will have to wait, officer.
This can't wait, sir. We have a Q-level emergency at Sector 4-0.
Sector 4-0? That's the main power plant outside the city.
This is Para Hutessa, officer. What exactly is the emergency?
Sir, the security force fields surrounding the power plant are being destroyed.
That's impossible. Those grids are indestructible.
It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
How?
He's managed to short-circuit two of them and take out a half dozen of my officers.
He? Has he been identified?
We tried. He doesn't come up in any of our databases. The only thing we know is that he calls himself Tremendous Boy.
What?
Excuse me, officer. Did you just say Tremendous Boy?
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous Universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. It's from WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge, malum, Serge,
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.